You know, there's one thing I don't like about the that Think and Grow Rich book.
What?
It's the idea that it plants a seed in the minds of some people, well, of salesmen in particular, or salespeople, that I got to do whatever it takes to get my goal, right? I could just picture a salesperson trying to make a sales pitch and sell whatever. It could be electronics good, or life insurance, or anything like that. And they just keep talking and talking and talking at you, and try to wear you down, because damn it, their mission is to
Exactly.
get their goal,
Yep.
and it doesn't matter if they step on anyone else in the process.
I think you've hit on a good point there. Books like this and a lot of self-help books that say that, oh, you've got to make yourself number one, you've got to put yourself at the front of the pack, creates for a very selfish way of thinking if it's not tempered with stuff that, at least I take for granted that you're a compassionate person, you're empathic to the people that are around you, and you don't trample on others to get your goal.
And I'm not saying that I hate salesmen per se, but sometimes I know I'm going to get a pitch, and I have to devote some time to listening, and it's like, okay, here we go. I know at the end I'm going to say no, but okay, I'll humor you for a couple of minutes, and.
Well, you give them a lot more time than I do. If I know that I'm eventually going to say no, I try to cut them off as soon as I can, and I say, listen, you're not going to get anywhere with me. You're wasting your time and you're wasting my time. I'm not going to buy your idea or your product, right? But just getting back to the idea about how this can be applied to life. Let's say you are empathic of others and you're compassionate and you don't trample over people. The message itself is still fairly strong. The idea that you do this on a not as a get rich quick scheme, but you just change the way you think about yourself and your life goals. A lot of people still they wish for their accomplishments, sorry, they wish for their accomplishments, and they don't actually plan them out. They don't create goals to accompany their wishes.
Yeah, that's easier said than done. You do need a goal, certainly.
Well, I like to tell my students that a goal without a plan or a schedule, you could go either way, and it's more powerful if you just use one word. A goal without a plan is simply a wish. You can
Good
wish
point.
for all kinds of things, but you have to actually start putting it into action and then checking yourself for feedback and knowing what you're going to do. And becoming rich is just another goal.
True,
And
yes.
if you learn another language, if you end up running that marathon, you prove to yourself that there's pretty much nothing beyond your grasp.
That's right. And in that case, you will be unstoppable.
And I think a lot of people just have it in themselves. I just wish they could see it.